Hey, can you guys hear me?
Coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Bare Knuckles Most Wanted on Fight Mixer TV. So welcome back. We've got Tyler Beniston is joining us, and we are here to talk about Josh Burns and Sam Shoemaker. It's a big matchup coming up here in September, and you've got an opinion. Obviously, I've got an opinion, and so we're going to talk about our opinions and maybe let the audience decide who they may or may not agree with. So, Tyler, you're our guest. I'm going to let you take it away.
Well, I'm just going to start by saying, you know, that they were supposed to fight a couple times already. And unfortunately, Shoemaker got on the one event. But at the same time, he was out hunting before the event instead of, you know, being professional and being ready. And that's how he contracted COVID. And I mean, you never want that to happen to anybody. But I mean, he's a professional. He should have, you know, been ready for that.
Are you saying he contracted COVID while hunting?
Yes.
Isn't hunting kind of a solo sport?
He had been.
He went out with a group of friends and family.
Here's the thing. He had been out on a hunting trip, and you know, it's one of those things that you know your circle's pretty tight, especially at that point. The circle was tight, so he actually contracted COVID from his brother. So, you know, and of course his brother, when Sam contracted COVID from his brother, of course his brother didn't know he had COVID. It's one of those things that, you know, COVID is what it is. And, you know, I would say I disagree with you on that because it's really just, I mean, it was his brother, man. I mean, you know, and of course, you know, you can't completely isolate yourself from anyone. So I would say that I don't necessarily agree with you on that point.
I can understand where you're coming from. But he's also, you know, he's only had two stoppage wins, I think, since he's been in bare knuckle. And he had one really close split decision win against Maurice Jackson. People thought he should have won that fight. I thought Maurice should have won that fight.
Did you see the fight?
I did watch the fight, yes.
Maurice Jackson, that was the worst. I mean, that I've never seen someone run so much. I mean, Maurice Jackson ran from him the entire fight to the point where I was there live in Biloxi, and the entire crowd was screaming at Maurice for running. I mean, I've never in my life witnessed a fight where a fighter ran that much from the opponent. I mean, seriously, you know, Maurice, no disrespect to the guy, literally the entire crowd was livid. I mean, everybody there was very upset with, everyone was screaming at him, not just Sam's fans, not just his people, not just me, but everybody was screaming at this dude to engage in the fight, and he just wouldn't do it.
So how do you think Sam has a chance? Like, what do you think he's going to do to, you know, press Josh Burns? And how do you think he's going to win the fight?
Well, you know, Josh Burns is a 5-5 bare knuckle fighter. And, you know, Sam now at this point is 4-2-1. You know, they've both had plenty of fights. Sam has more wins. And those fights where he didn't get the decision. I mean, that's super, super questionable, you know, and, you know, of course he had a split decision that was very, very questionable against Arnold Adams. And then of course it was a unanimous decision, but I was there at the fight for the Joey Beltran fight as well. And, that decision was a lot closer than, you know, what was on the scorecards, in my opinion, just having been there. But, you know, the thing is that when Sam when it's gone to those decisions, the other fighter has done one of two things. They've ran from him, you know, and that's what you saw from Maurice Jackson. That's what you saw from Arnold Adams. And then of course you had Joey Beltran who hugged him the whole fight and was, and so the way that people had moderate success against Sam is to not engage with him and either keep him too close or run. And so, Joey Beltran's game plan was brilliant. That's exactly what he wanted to do. He came in, he leaned on him, he hugged him, and he tried to fight on the inside. But Sam walked out of that fight unhurt, unscathed. He didn't get the decision, but he didn't get hurt in the fight. So what we've seen, though, in the cases where other fighters have come in to try to engage with Sam, it doesn't end well. You know, when someone tries to come straight forward at Sam, it doesn't end well. Now, on the other hand, I will acknowledge to you that I do think that Josh is a powerful guy. And they're two big, powerful heavyweight guys that I think are going to come straight at each other. So either way, I think it's going to be super entertaining.
Oh, I definitely think it's going to be a great fight. And I'm not dissing Shoemaker or anything. I mean, he's a talented guy. I just don't see him beating Josh Burns. I think Josh is going to put a lot of pressure on him. I think he's going to back Shoemaker up, and I think he's going to catch him with something and put him to sleep.
I don't think so. I think what's going to happen is that Sam's footwork. If you look at the two guys, Sam has excellent footwork. Sam's a very decorated amateur boxer. He had over 50 amateur fights, and of course he's 5-1 as a professional glove boxer. The guy is decorated, and he has footwork. He's worked with some of the best coaches in the world, and of course he comes from a boxing family. So the guy has lived this most of his life. He really, really, really has excellent footwork, and he has a great jab. And that's not something that I've seen, you know, the great footwork like that is not something that I've seen from Josh. So in Josh's last fight, he faced another guy that fought really well with the jab. And that was Frank Tate.
Otis. So, I mean,
yeah,
the guy quite pulled out, and then he got a guy, he didn't train for this guy. He trained for someone else.
I hear that.
Josh, you know, took the worst end of that. But I feel like with a full camp, it would have been a different story.
It might have. He did have a full camp, so I mean, he came in talking about how good of shape he was in, and not only this, but I personally witnessed Josh Burns at the weigh-ins of that event in Birmingham multiple times, walking around the arena talking about how Frank Tate was a gimme, and what happened was he ended up getting pieced up by that jab, kept at distance with the jab, and I mean, his face was jacked from that jab. I mean, his face was cut up. And then, you know, so and it was stunning him. You know, Frank had a great jab in the match. And then, of course, he came in and caught him with a couple of good right hands, and it was game over. But Josh did not deal well with that jab.
I feel like that guy came out there. No one was expecting him to do
it. No!
I mean, it was impressive stuff.
It was great. I didn't expect that the fight to go down that way. Not at all. So, and also, guys, for our viewers, you see the number at the bottom of the screen. If you want to call in and you can ask a question, or you can bring up a topic. If you want me and Tyler to debate and go back and forth on something, we could definitely do that.
Or you can just tell you how much you think Sam's going to win.
Yeah, if you want to talk about how Sam's going to win and dominate this fight, that's great too. Go ahead. Just kidding. But no, you can do that. Or if you want to say that Josh is going to win, do that too. It's fine. We open forum, guys.
Yeah. I mean, there's other things we could talk about too. Like, I feel like in the women's division, the next big fight to make would be, you know, Britton Hart and Taylor Savage, or Taylor Sterling. I mean,
I think we're going to hear more about that coming up. But here's what I want to talk about. The folks in our chat are wanting us to talk about is the meme war.
The meme war.
what's your take on the meme war, man?
I'm gonna be honest. I got put in Facebook jail about 14 days ago.
Oh.
I haven't really seen it. I'm gonna.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
It's epic.
I heard about it because you were telling me about it earlier, and I did see a couple of the memes, but I have no idea how it got started or where it came from.
Well, what happened was that Josh was being Josh, and I know exactly what Josh is trying to do. Hey, put the phone number back up, Matt. But Josh is being Josh, and he's looking to sell the fight.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And And, you know, it was going on for a while. And, but, you know, it's one of those things that nothing's official until it's official. So Sam finally did get the bout agreement. He signed it immediately as soon as he got it. And as soon as that agreement was signed, I got a fire back. You know, Sam is like a little bit more mature than I am. But I'm like a child, in that, you know, if you're going to fire back. So we got somebody calling in. And also, Matt, looks like David's looking for a link to join the show. And Clay, I will agree with you. Josh does know how to work his fights and market himself. He does a really good job with that.
Who do we got on phone?
Who's on the phone?
Hi, guys.
Oh, I know that voice. All right, so we got Jules Gray on the phone. So, Jules, what do you want to talk about?
I want to know exactly why, Tyler, do you feel like Josh Burns is going to dominate this fight?
Well, I don't think he's going to dominate it. I think he's going to overpower Sam Shoemaker. I think he's going to press him a lot. I think it's going to be a second-round win, maybe a third-round win. Sam Shoemaker is a talented guy. He's been around for a long time. Josh isn't just going to go in there and tear him to pieces, of course. But, you know, I just don't believe that Shoemaker has the power anymore. I don't believe I just don't think he's good enough at this point, honestly.
What do you feel like made him lose his power?
I don't think he ever had power. He's only had two finishes.
Sweetheart, do you not know about the tryouts?
I don't know about the tryouts. I didn't watch that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. Listen.
What's he swinging at?
You got to study your opponent better. So... Okay. Sam Shoemaker actually has the hardest punch that has ever been recorded on the punch meter in BKFC history with 1,600 pounds of pressure.
That's higher now.
1,659 with the right hand and over 1,400 with his left hand. What he hit with his left hand is still way higher than anyone else. I don't know that there have been many people that have broken 1,000 on that punch meter.
No, most people haven't even, I mean, I think like 956 was one of the higher numbers.
Yeah. All right. And here we go. We got another one of our friends jumping on. We got David Potter, part of our Fight Mixer family, jumping on with us here. So what's up, David? Can you hear us yet?
What's up, all my?
There he is.
Codes with swollen windows and tiny chills. What's going on, guys?
Howdy.
Doing good.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up? What's shaking? Here in the spirited debate between Mr. Burns and Mr. Shoemaker, listening closely, I want to get Jules' opinion, who she thinks is going to win this contest between two incredible heavyweights.
I will say this. I love both Josh and Shu. But from a business standpoint, if my own money was going on this, it would absolutely be on Team Shu. Sorry, Josh.
I like Josh a lot too. He's a good guy.
Yeah, listen.
Many conversations with him. He's a nice guy.
Yeah. But actually, Josh I've talked to Josh before, and you know, we're cordial. I got nothing against the guy, other than you know, being a little bit nasty to my guy. So we both, Josh and I, both agreed that we can't like each other until after the fight. So you know, after the fight's over, maybe me and Josh can be friends. But right now, we're adversaries. But I will say that it's fun. I've had fun with it. So I've had fun with the memes and all that kind of crap. So it's pretty fun.
I'm gonna come harder this weekend with those memes. This next week, it's gonna be on.
So Callie says a punching meter obviously doesn't hold validity when it only has two stoppages in his career. I understand what you're saying. You know, it's one of those things though that Sam is he's a skilled fighter, you know, and so he's not always just going in looking for that one punch knockout. Now, if it's there, obviously he's going to take it, but Sam is looking to hit and not hit, and he moves well. So, say what you will about that, but. His opponents have used a little bit of strategy themselves too to try to stay away from the guy.
Personally, I think you guys, if you want to get my personal opinion, take on it. So you got Josh Burns, okay? So Mr. Burns, I mean, his left bicep alone has like 23 confirmed kills. I mean, he's the one of the best heavyweights I've ever seen in my entire life. He's scary. He's big. He has good technical ability. And you got Sam Shoemaker, which, you know, go circle around the campfire telling Sam Shoemaker stories. I mean, he's also scary motherfucker. But what I can appreciate about both of these guys is this is a fight where, like, BKFC marketing department could take a night off because both of these guys, with memes alone, have marketed this fight where it didn't require any marketing whatsoever. It's a fight between two of the biggest, baddest motherfuckers on the planet in BKFC. This fight didn't even need marketing. But the fact is both these guys took it upon themselves to market this fight and say, oh, I'm scared of you, you're scared of me, blah, blah, blah. And like, this is like the most organically built fight I have seen from BKFC where I'm just excited about it from both these guys' marketing and both these guys' teams.
It's great. It's great. And here's another interesting fact. I really share this much, but my inbox has blown up over it with the question of why is this fight not the main event? And, you know, I love Mike Richmond. I love Dakota Cochran. They're both bad dudes. And I would take nothing from them, and not saying they don't deserve a main event, but it's one of those things that this, from my perspective, I've had my inbox is bumping right now with people saying, why is this not the main event?
It should be the main event. I mean, I don't understand.
Hey, at least we came to some agreement.
We agree on something, man.
It's going to be a fight, man. I love Shoemaker. He's, you know, entertained me for a very long time. He's a great fighter. I just don't see it anymore, especially after the Beltran fight. I just don't see the power. I don't see what he used to have.
Well, we'll find out here on September 10th. It's going to be super fun. And, I don't see this fight going the distance. I don't think there's any way that it does. I think Sam is coming in for the knockout. I think Josh is coming in for the knockout. You got two guys that realistically, and the meme war is fun, and it's been entertaining. But I will tell you that these guys legitimately do not like each other at all. Like they legit, like there's a very real dislike there. So, but again, maybe we can all be friends with when it's over, but for now, Sam and Josh legitimately just don't care for one another. And I know that that's all that Sam can think about right now. And I'll just tell you, I was with Sam here just a few days ago at an event, and all he could think about is knocking Josh Burns out. He's got a one track mind right now. You'd have people coming up to talk to him and try to change the subject. And he'd come right back to me and be like, oh, I want to, you know, I just can't wait to hurt him. You know, like he's ready. So, and I know Josh is too, but I'm just telling you,
I don't see it with Shoemaker. Josh has proven that he knocks people out. He knocks them unconscious.
Yeah, but Sam's also never been hurt in a bare knuckle fight either.
Yeah, I guess you could say that, but I mean,
he hasn't. The man's never been hurt. The guy walks out of a bare knuckle fight looking like he just took a stroll in the park.
Yeah,
that happened. Prettier than Elvin.
You know, so we'll see. You know, at the end of the day, guys, it's two freaking big, strong, powerful, mean, aggressive, heavyweight bare knuckle fighters. Anything can happen, but my money goes on Shoemaker.
It's the battle of the big dick bands of the heavyweight division. Like, winner is obviously going to thrust themselves into the heavyweight title picture. I mean, you know, I have no idea who's going to win this fight, and I'm a big Shoemaker fan, and obviously I'm going to support my boy in his business ventures, but, you know, I'm a fan of fighting itself, and these are two of the guys, two of the warriors that, you know, the winner of this thrusts himself right into the heavyweight title contention. I'm excited for that.
I think whoever wins this fight has to fight Frank Tate again, because after that performance, whoever wins the fight after that fight is the one that's going to go for Beltran.
It's interesting, but you got some other names in heavyweight contention that deserve some talking about that in that fight as well. I think Frank Tate earned his way into the conversation. But I mean, you also got to consider, Dylan Kleckler as well. You know, he's right in there. And there are a number of big, strong, tough heavyweights that could be competitive. And Chucky said, agrees with me on Kleckler. He doesn't think that the meme wars are good marketing, but you know, listen, it's fun. It's cheeky. And I will say that I don't agree with you that it's only you know, that no one outside of the bare knuckles inner circle knows about the meme wars. I could show you some proof that that's actually not true. We've gotten quite a bit of attention. So it's been entertaining and fun. So.
Oh yeah. Bare knuckle. I mean, it's been blowing up recently. It's where it's come from. In a very short period of time to where it's at now, it's unbelievable. And absolutely. I think it's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, it's what people want to see. People, they like, you know, gore, they like bare knuckle, just the fact that it's bare knuckle, that attracts people. I think it's going to help the UFC over time.
Cool.
I don't think it's
going to happen. I highly disagree that the memes haven't been effective, considering that when on Facebook, if you post, like, if they're talking shit back and forth and people are like liking it or commenting on it, it's going to land in other people's algorithms. So I see people that I like, you click on one profile and you see their interest. It has nothing to do with bare knuckle or MMA or anything like that. And I see people like, it's like being interested in the fact that these guys both hate each other. These guys both have a beef going on and they're talking shit back and forth, but it's entertaining shit talk. Because anyone can talk shit, you know, anybody in the flight game and the flight business can talk shit. But if you can make it really fucking entertaining, like both these guys have successfully done, it makes it that much more fun and people can join along. And I think this is shit talking done correctly and more entertaining for everybody that's been able to be on the sidelines watching. I think they're just doing it effectively.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's no need for the personal, you know, attacks. And I, you know, we've seen people bring people's family into it, and there's just no need for that. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it and keep it professional and keep it entertaining. And at the end of the day, guys, this is the entertainment business. These guys are fighting to entertain us, you know, so why not make the build up to the fight entertaining as well? Cody, I'm not going to listen. Cody Travis says you guys should bet that, and the loser has to shave their beard.
Will you guys do that? You guys have to do that. All right.
No, listen. Here's why. It's a heavyweight fight. Anything could happen. Sam's going to win. Yeah. But when I've even suggested shaving my beard, it makes my children cry. Okay. Yeah.
They wouldn't even know who you were.
Ability that I might have to shave my beard. It will make both of my daughters cry, and I cannot.
I shave it, man. It sounds like your faith in Shoemaker.
Not about that. No, but hey, Cody, that's super, super interesting. And you know what? I'll consider it. I will consider it. I'm not going to say no, but I would have to get permission from my wife before I commit to that. So, and let me tell you this also, I look really weird without any facial hair because I've got a bald head. And so, I look like an alien or something, and I'm super, super pale and white. It's not a good look. I promise you.
If your life gives the okay though, will you guys do the battle of the beards and wager your beards?
I will. Yeah. If my wife says it's okay, I'll definitely do it.
There we go. You got a bet. You got Joe's bet.
It's contingent upon my wife's approval, and I don't think that's going to happen. So, but we'll see. I'm down to give it a shot. But so the other thing I want to talk about, I want to get you guys' opinion on, just if we could step out of the Shoemaker Burns discussion for just a second. How about the women's 125 pound tournament as well? We just heard just a couple days ago that. In fact, Christine Faria, it sounds like, according to David Feldman, Christine Faria is in this tournament. Mm-hmm. So that's really interesting. And I think that's going to be a good tournament. So TJ, who you got in that women's tournament? First of all, who should be in it? Second of all, who's going to freaking win it?
I mean, honestly, if Christine is in it, I don't see anyone being able to beat her.
I like your attitude there. I mean,
style, she pushed forward. She's a winner, man. I just don't see. She's kind of like the Amanda Nunes of women's bare knuckle, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. We call her the female bare knuckle Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she is literally like a Mike Tyson of bare knuckle. Like she's that intimidating though. Like she's legitimately, like, people are scared of this woman, and rightly so. You know,
I would like to fight Bret Hart again because of how. First fight stop with the cut, you know, fight in that way. I would love to see that again if David and Nate could make that happen.
Absolutely, there you go. So, yeah. Cody Travis, TJ, do you still want to fight bare knuckle? Remember, you was challenging Sean Ulrich and a few other people. I have no idea what he's talking about, but maybe you can address that.
That's old news under the bridge. Me and Sean already talked it over, and he's just trying to bring up old news. Just stir up a little controversy, but I'm not going to play into it.
Okay. All right, moving on. So shouldn't be more than four people, Chucky says. Faria, Hart, Starling, and then toss up between Ostafich and Gonzalez.
I like the whole idea of a Grand Prix tournament. You know, the Grand Prix tournament was highly successful in Pride. K1 obviously did it too. And they wrote the blueprint. Bellator has done their Grand Prix tournament. I don't like their format where they break it up and like it's two fights one night, two fights another for the first round. I think it could be done like the entire bang out the entire opening round and they do the semifinals and finals in one night. But Ferrer, Christine is so easy to market from a standpoint that you just said, and we talk about all the time that she is the female Mike Tyson. She is the Ronda Rousey of bare knuckle. She is the Fedor Emelianenko, where she is universally feared, where everyone in the back of their minds, like she's haunting that entire division. And I'm sure Bretton Hart has her in the back of her mind, and we love Bretton Hart. Bretton Hart's a friend of the show. A lot of these fighters are training knowing that Christina Ferrer could be around the corner and that fight could be made. So that makes things very intriguing because she is going to legit be the favorite, the overwhelming favorite in that tournament. And I, you know, again, I don't take sides or anything like that. Being the media, you have to be, you know, kind of in the middle. But, you know, it's scary. It's very scary for the other ladies because Christina Ferrer, her boxing and her technique and her ability is – I've never seen anything like it. It blows me away every time I see her fight, you know? And like, I think a lot of people are in trouble. A lot of people, I'll just say that objectively, a lot of people are in fucking trouble. They better, you know, hit some tape and watch that shit because, you know, Sam Ferrer is coming and she is. You know, it's the inevitable. She's a scary, scary lady.
She is. Very scary. I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with Chucky a little bit on that lineup because it should be, I think you're right on the first three. Faria, Hart, and Starling, but then that fourth person will more than likely be Beck Rawlings.
That'd be a good matchup. What do you think, TJ, about Beck Rawlings versus Christina Ferrer? I think that would be a great matchup.
I mean, I'd rather see Jenny Savage in there, but that's just me.
Ooh, yo, good points there. Touche.
Yeah, Jenny's a tough cookie, but after having just lost to Britain, I think that probably she's out of the discussion for now. But I say for now because, you know, obviously one fight could turn that around for her. But I think right now, you know, Beck Rawlings 3-0, former champion. And then of course you got Christine Faria, number one in the world. And then you have Bretton Hart, who's on a roll right now and tearing people apart. And then, of course, Taylor Starling, who's 2-0 and looking really, really good in her last fight.
I was shocked, man. Those two girls, her and Carissa Nicole, they put on a show, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hey, TJ, it's been fun debating with you, man. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it. It was a good time, and I think hopefully we were entertaining.
I do have something to show.
Okay, what do we got?
Real quick before he jumps off of here. Hold on.
There's nothing to stir the pot, I reckon. Oh.
Let me get rid of the thing here.
That's good stuff.
That's good.
Josh is going to rip our throats out.
He's missed all the memes, so I thought we'd indulge him. So here's some Josh's memes he made.
Oh, man. What?
Oh, man.
And then we have the rebuttals.
There's the rebuttals.
I can't breathe. Yo, stop. That's my favorite one.
That's a good one.
That one's clever. You can't go wrong with Anakin Skywalker memes.
You never can.
You never can. God damn, man.
Good stuff.
I think I'm absolutely positive after this fight, no matter who wins, these guys are going to shake hands and share a beer together. Hopefully a hillbilly hammer beer, but they'll share a beer after this fight. I think the respect is going to be there after they squash the beef.
I would certainly hope so. And, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, where we come from, you know, a lot of times that is exactly how you settle your problems with people. You go out, throw hands, and when it's over, you know, you get up, shake hands, and go back and have a beer. So that's pretty typical of where we're from, where Sam and I are from. So hopefully that's the case. I know that Josh is from Detroit. I expect him to be a professional and a sportsman. So, you know, no matter how it goes. So
yeah, he was on the show. Josh is the fucking man.
Yeah.
We're talking to Josh.
So Chucky Wynn wants a Hillbilly Hammer shirt. Okay, so go to www.thehillbillyhammer.com for all your latest and greatest Hillbilly Hammer gear.
I think he was asking you for a free one.
Hey, these fighters got to get paid. These fighters got to get paid.
Yep, that's right. We got to pay the bills. Got to keep the lights on.
All right, Tyler. Well, it was fun having you on, man.
Thanks for coming on, Tyler.
Thanks for coming on, brother.
Before we go, Tyler, tell our listeners where they can find you on social media. Talk about your podcast.
Oh, well, I'm only on Facebook. It's called Tyler Benniston Daily Sports Thoughts. It started, you know, for a way for me to, like, help with my social anxiety and talking to people. And then it kind of just turned into a bare knuckle podcast because they all want to come on and talk about the fights coming up. I found out that MMA and fighters, they're easier to get a hold of than, you know, NFL players. So I shout out to Adapt Genetics CBD. You can find them at adaptgenetics.com. And that's it.
All right. Thanks for coming on, Tyler. Have a good night, brother.
We'll be listening to the podcast, brother. Thanks for coming on.
Absolutely. We ought to take a moment to shout out our sponsors as well.
Beautiful.
So, of course, we have, drum roll, please, Dope Champ. So check out Dope Champ for your CBD and Delta 8 needs.
Mainly just Delta 8.
Mainly just Delta 8. So if you're looking for some Delta 8, I know there's a tincture. There are gummies. You can buy some vape products. There's all kinds of good stuff. And for me, it's all amazing. And then, of course, if you're looking to get jacked and ripped and you want to get buff and bad, just like Sam Shoemaker and Spencer Ruggieri, check out Dringer Nutrition products. They are delicious and they will make a difference in your workouts and you will see the results. So check out dringernutrition.com. No E in Dringer. Check those out and pick out your supply today. Shout out to the Mickey Mouse hat. Who's wearing a Mickey Mouse hat?
I got a hillbilly hat. Tyler was.
Oh, by the way, guys, celebrity boxing press conference in my neck of the woods.
Yeah. Let's see.
This Saturday, there might be a special guest appearance by, I don't know, like somebody maybe? I don't know. Could happen. And big shout out to, Fight Mixer, of course.
Yeah, our show. Definitely talking about Tyler.
Absolutely, absolutely. So Matt is probably mad at me. Clay, you're right, but he will get over it. He's a forgiving man with a good heart. So it's fine. So check out our sponsors. Thank you guys all for joining us. Guys, anything else before we rock and roll out of here? And definitely check out the press conference coming up for celebrity boxing. You may just see a familiar face and one of the most, the most exciting and entertaining freaking commentators in all of combat sports.
Thank you. Only say it because it's true, baby. So all my bros and hoes in different area codes with swollen lymph nodes and tiny chodes. Matt, you want to take it away, brother? Sign us off.
We're out, baby.
Peace.
Perfect.